Live match broadcasts in association with Supermax. Proud to support Irish farmers and serve 100% Irish chicken since 1978. See supermax.ie.
Quarterfinals, both Portumna and Sarsfields getting the last minute adjustments and the last minute preparation. Cyril Farrell, big game. I suppose, as we said in the build up to the game, probably a feeling here that Portumna would be going in as underdogs against Sarsfields, who have had a bit of expectancy around them this year.
Yeah, like, they're a good team, Sarsfields, and they have been all year, like, you know, with Joseph Cooney driving them on, usually from centre back. Like, they are a good team. Kevin Cooney up front, a lot of Cooney's play, Morris CDs by Alex Kinnear. But, like, Portumna have been going very well all year, and they have the kind of the line up the middle. Conor Hare, full back, Dolphin centre back, Andy Smith and Young Tui midfield. Joe Cannon is in the half order midfield. And, like, I suppose Declan McLaughlin, you'd have to say.
It's kind he's of been a standout, hasn't
he? Yeah, he's been a standout. Young player, a bit of pace the whole time. And the other corner forward, I was very impressed when I saw Bits. Now, he's on and off the team usually, but young Fogarty is good as well.
Yeah,
good players. And, like, they're looking forward to this. They already, I know they want to win, but already, Sean, they've had a fantastic season. They will look at it as a very good season. Back up senior again where they want to be. And, like, last year they hung in senior. They didn't want to lose. And this year they're really back again, showing that, like, there's life in them yet.
Absolutely. Sarsfields, that sprinkling. As well, it's never becoming a fairly settled Sarsfields team. We'll leave the two teams down in a second. Kenneth Cooney starting today, adding a bit of strength to that forward line, but particularly from the under 20 ranks, a lot of good young hurlers coming into the Sarsfields setup as well.
Yes, well, Sean, the first day out, we saw a fantastic game between Sarsfields and Thomas. And I know Thomas is one of the, what was it called, young guy, Darren Murphy, corner forward. He lit up that like he's a new guy on the block. You have Kevin Cooney going very well inside there. Mark O'Regan is going well. Ian Fox, kind of usually picked wing forward midfield. Alex Kinnear, probably a county player down the line, or maybe this year as a team. Like, and you have Niall Morrison, you know, John Cooney, big and forceful. He can play either in the half back line or in the half forward line. If he's in the half forward line, you'll find that Joseph is centre back. To me, that's his best position. Niall Quinn is back to himself again, and you have Kevin Hines, the old Wiley Foxy in full back, and Darren Morrissey usually picks up one of the top players. Like, and you have in goals Kieran Dolan, a very good club goalie, like, and playing very, very well. So, like, you know, it's all to play for, and, like, you know, being favourites isn't going to come for anything here, because you'll find whoever gets the win, you'll have to up a good few pints. But we saw yesterday, even our own game, we even with up a good few pints to win, like, second half, there's still a lot to play for, and these teams are evenly matched at this stage.
Right, let's give you the teams then. Sarsfields line out 1-15. Kieran Dolan is in goal. A full back line of Oisin Kane, Kevin Hines, and Darren Morrissey. A half back line of 5, Cathal Dillon, 6, Joseph Cooney, 7, Niall Quinn, Niall Morrissey, Alex Kinnear midfield. Half forward line, Ian Fox at 10, John Cooney at 11, Kenneth Cooney at 12. On the inside line, Darren Murphy 13, 14, Kevin Cooney, and 15, Mark O'Regan. The Portumna team, Ivan Canning returns in goal. Joe Madden, Conor O'Hare, Colin Burke is the full back line. Owen Tracy, Martin Dolphin, Jack Canning is the half back line. Andy Smith and Martin Toohey are in the middle of the field. One change in the attack, where Sean Hagney comes in to the half forward line along with Ronan O'Mara and Joe Canning. And the inside line is Declan McLaughlin, 13, 14, Sean Bryan, and 15, Adam Fogarty. Some doubt now over Sean Bryan whether he'll start, but we'll follow that as the game progresses. A little bit of rain coming down, sir, but I think the breeze is going to be the significant factor. And from people that are familiar with the Bandyslow, the breeze is going towards the road end or the scoreboard end here, but it's kind of going across into that 15 corner, isn't it?
It's going across the 15 corner. It's going out underneath where the tricolour is and where the scoreboard is. It's down. It's going from, say, as we look from right to left. It's fairly strong, but you'll find it mightn't have that much bearing on the game because it is going to play into that corner. But it'll be interesting to see who wins the toss and who takes the breeze. Like, you know, I'd say Portumna, if they win it, probably will go for it, like, because they are the kind of the less experienced team coming in.
Yeah, I think I saw the toss and I thought that Sarsfields won it, but I'm not. I was only half looking at it there. But maybe, as you say, do you want to build a lead and go in with a lead more than chasing a game and chasing a lead in the second half?
Well, usually I would love to have the lead and let the other team chase. I have to say that we had a good lead yesterday.
Yeah,
but Clarenbridge are good enough to come back, and you have to take these things, you know, they happen. You have to take your beating and drive on again. The same thing will happen today. You're going to have two more winners. You had two yesterday, you're going to have two losers. And should
absolutely
win? As you know, Sean, when you win the game, you did everything right.
Absolutely, and when you lose, you did everything wrong. Here come Portumna back out after the warm up. They went in to finalise their preparations and they're back out on the field now. We already know that Clarenbridge and St Thomas's are into next weekend's Brooks Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals. Who will they be joined by? We will have the first game here, Sarsfields in their green jerseys and white shorts taking on Portumna and those distinctive yellow jerseys and the blue togs. the winner of this game will join the, will be the third team, and the fourth team then will come from the clash at quarter to two between Loughrea and Turlochmore. It looks like Sean Hagney is starting at 21 and Conor Good does start at full forward from the Portumna team from what we're seeing. And I suppose, Cyril, the other thing here, the draw will be directly at the end, live on Galway FM this evening, at the end of the Turlochmore Loughrea game. But these games are finished on the day. So yeah, if you're level, you could go to extra time. You could even go to the dreaded penalties, which we have seen already in this year's championship in Galway. So we could have a long day ahead of us yet.
Yeah, and they've given. That's why the game is starting at 12:15. Like, you know, and it shows, like, you know, it's winner takes all. It's a tough way to lose, even the extra time. We saw it, and even with the penalties, and even the under-20 match was unreal as well between Turlochmore and Sarsfields went to extra time and, you know, penalties the whole lot. So, like, you know, Sarsfields to me have the breeze. I don't know whether they won the toss now, but they're going with the breeze in the first half and they're playing in, we'll call it, into the town goal.
Bit of a change now as the ball is thrown in. Niall Kahneman.
Yeah, Jack Kenning has gone straight into full forward. He's played really well at wing back all year, straight into full forward over for Portumna today.
Darren Murphy catches that ball from the fork out, has a chance, or throw in, has a chance to open the score, and he does that within 11 seconds. Absolutely blistering start for Sarsfield. Darren Murphy, one of the finds of the championship this year, puts it over the bar, and with the win behind them, Sarsfield lead by 1 point. So Jack Canning is in the forward line as Portumna come on the attack. Ronan O'Mara getting onto the left hand side. Can he reply with a shot that goes just inside the right hand post? Lively start, Cyril. 32 seconds gone, a point apiece. Good score from Ronan O'Mara.
Yeah, and it's very interesting there. Ivan Cannon spoke out when the great distance against the breeze, you mightn't have that much effect at all. This is going to be helter skelter.
Long high ball down to the full back line, or the full forward line of Sarsfields. Kevin Cooney was in around the house with Martin Dolphin, or Dolly as they call him. Defended well, gets the hand pass out to Conor O'Hare. He goes out then to Owen Tracy, and Owen Tracy delivers the ball into his forward line, looking for, trying to find that, put that ball into the hand of Jack Canning. Back though is Cathal Dillon there for Sarsfields. Canning putting pressure on Cathal Dillon, but Dillon goes back with the hand pass there to Joseph Cooney. That was very close to the ground, but didn't pick it off the ground. Goes long up to the forward line. Darren Murphy got the first score, as we said. Marco Regan tries to break that into space. Out to Kevin Cooney. Kevin Cooney run away from goal in an effort over the shoulder, but that ball goes to the wrong side of the post and wide. Lively start, Cyril, a point apiece.
Yeah, Kevin, it was so forced here onto his kind of on the back foot, really. Like a very lively start. Both team, you'd notice knockout because both teams are going for it.
Yeah. So then Ivan Canning to take the puck out, goes to the far side of the field, drop down on Darren Morrissey over there, who takes it out of the air. Good play by the Sarsfields back man, gets it off then to Alex Kinnear. Alex Kinnear from his own 65 with the breeze behind him, tries to use the breeze, but that ball goes to the wrong side of the post and wide. That's the difficulty about a breeze. You're going to have to take a few shots, sir, probably, to get to know which way it's going. We think it's kind of blowing into that scoreboard, into the 15 corner.
There's no doubt about that, Sean, but like, if you take them long shots, they're lovely when they go over and they go wide, of course, this other thing.
Long ball by Conor O'Hare, the fullback, took it from his goalkeeper from the puck out. Jack Canning tries to break it down around the house, but it's Darren Morrissey that tidies up for Sarsfields. Gets it off then to Niall Quinn, and Niall Quinn plays the ball down to space looking for Darren Murphy. Darren Murphy being tackled there by Joe Madden. Comes back though to Niall Morrissey. Niall Morrissey thought about letting it in early. Does go then across to Kevin Cooney. That's a super catch ahead of Conor O'Hare. He's fouled. Good play. And quick movement of ball by Sarsfields, you'd have to say, in the opening 2 minutes. A little query there about a hand pass, maybe. Was it legal or illegal? But 2.5 minutes in, 1 point apiece, but lively play from Sarsfields.
Yeah, no hanging around, kind of very direct. Like, okay, and they're bottled up, a hand pass and in a way. But like, what's he's noticeable, like, even Ivan Cannon poking out, his puck outs are very, if the breeze, it seems to be strong, but yet he has no problem poking it. The ball is flying up and down the pitch. This should be, you know, kind of a normal one for Niall Morrissey. Usually very, very accurate from freeze. He's about 30 yards out, just a little bit to the left of the goal. But knowing him, he should pop it over.
Yeah, I'm just looking there. That's Ronan O'Mara and Jack Canning have pumped themselves in the full forward line for Portumna. And we're going to see what Ivan Canning is going to do there. And Joseph Cooney is just standing in between the two of them. Seen, obviously, observing what's happening.
Interesting change of tactics. That's into the wind. Niall Morrissey confers the free. Sarsfield leads by 2-1. They have the breeze advantage this opening half. Lovely dry conditions here in Bandyslaw. Joseph Cooney goes back to try and reclaim that hand pass that was a little bit astray. Gets it ahead of Ronan O'Mara, and Joseph Cooney drives it up the field. Doesn't strike it all that well, and that allows Joe Madden at corner back for the Portumna men to get onto that ball. Goes across then, tries to get it, and does get it into Declan McLaughlin. McLaughlin tries to move it quickly into Martin Toohey, but blocked away from him, and it's won by Ian Fox, the captain of Sarsfield. Picks out Niall Quinn with a lovely pass. Good use of the ball by Sarsfields. Niall Quinn delivers from the halfway line. He got a tap on the helmet as he delivered that ball all the way into the 20 metre line. Derek Kelly, the referee from the St. Thomas's Club, waited for to see was there any advantage. There wasn't, so the free is right where the ball lands, which is a gimme.
Yeah, I'd say Conor here kind of was caught as well underneath the ball with Kevin Cooney. Now it's hard enough to mark Kevin Cooney for it to catch it. So, like, the ball straight in front, 23 yards out, and again, it's going to be another score for Sarsfields.
So Niall Morrissey then. Sarsfields in their green jerseys this afternoon. They often wear the white one as well as they line up this free. And Niall Morrissey standing over this free. Niall Morrissey coming into the game had hit 39 points in the championship. He has now hit his 41st in the championship. Two frees early doors, and Sarsfields will be happy with the start. Cyril, 4 minutes in, the lead by 3 points to 1.
Yeah, like, you know, they're tapping away the whole time. Now, the thing is, Sean, that Portumna have got plenty of scope up front too, and they are dangerous when it goes up, and they're playing it direct.
Yeah, the sharp puck out again to Conor O'Hare. Conor O'Hare drives it long into the Jack Canning move up to that inside line for Portumna. He tries to keep that ball alive, does, but it breaks off to Joseph Cooney, who's having a good influence so far at centre back for Sarsfields. Drives it down the field, but no one in a green jersey there. Sean Higney is the man that goes back with the pass there as Portumna try to open up the field, but the ball goes out over the line on that far side of the field, and that's going to be a line ball to Sarsfields that Darren Morrissey will take. Portumna, of course, who last appeared in a Galway quarter-final in 2017. It's their second preliminary quarter-final in a row this year. They were also in last year's one, and they dropped to Senior B in 20, but they came back with a bang this year and back in next year's. In 2023, they will play the new 16-team format Senior A Championships. That line ball goes to Ian Fox. Ian Fox takes it, takes on the shot, but Ian Fox goes wide with the shot. Three wides for Sarsfields, 3 points to 1 the lead. They're 50-50 on scoring opportunities taken as the puck out down on top of Joe Canning, who does well to win that ahead of Cathal Dillon. Joe Canning lays the ball off then to Higney. Higney runs into a strong shoulder, lets it back then to Joe Canning. Joe Canning well blocked down though as that ball comes back to Joe again off the left hand side. Joe off the left, striking it in towards the post, but it curls at the death, maybe taken away by the breeze, and that's the first wide of the afternoon for Portumna. I'm just going to say, nearly six minutes in, Joe's first real involvement in the game as Sarsfields lead 3-1, sir.
Yeah, he was dangerous there. Yeah, but like, I was just thinking of Portumna, Sean. We've seen him in all the games. They've always finished very strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll be quite happy to hold this down to score. Three out.
And probably in a half like this, sir, with a breeze, if you can stop the concession of a goal, will be a major target as well.
It's a big one.
Martin Dolphin takes that free, breaks down into Jack Canning territory and around there. He's in there with Joseph Cooney, and Joseph Cooney does well to turn on the left-hand side and drive a long ball down. Kenneth Cooney is under it, but he slips to the deck. Picked up then by Ivan Tracy. Gets it up the field, and Portumna trying to get a long high ball in towards the goal, but that one in the end goes to the wrong side of the post. You can see what Portumna are trying to do in terms of trying to feed the main men like Declan McLaughlin, Jack Canning in there, Rowan O'Mara, but that ball went wide.
Yeah, the Portumna have good forwards, like, you know, it's a lovely puck out.
Lovely puck out to Niall Quinn, who was put under great pressure by Adam Fogarty, but the ball goes out over the line, and from the Sarsfields' point of view, they will be happy to have reclaimed possession after it looked like the block had stopped. Niall Quinn getting that lovely puck out.
Yeah, it looked a great puck out, and then he kind of was blocked. Very slow taking it. Kevin Cooney here.
Yeah, Kevin Cooney tries to get it into hand, slips away though. Conor O'Hare then tries to get it off him, but Kevin Cooney goes back up. A good battle between the two of them, breaks away from both players. John Cooney is in there, tries to pick it up at centre half forward, does for Sarsfields. John Cooney gets it on the right hand side, he's blocked down, but the referee spotted a pull on the jersey. We were playing the advantage, so that's a free in for Sarsfields. And the one thing, I suppose, from the Portumna point of view, and Sarsfields would also be thinking with Joe Canning in the house, that if you keep giving away frees like this with Niall Morrissey, the good free striker that he is, he will punish.
Niall Morris, Joe Ken, they're all, like, they might miss one or two over the course of an hour. They'll get most of them. And, you know, but the only thing is, Sean, when you're giving away a freeze, it means the opposition has the ball. Like, there isn't much times you can do. John Cooney's in centre forward. He's a big, strong man as well, like, you know. So here's Niall Morris again over the bar.
Niall Morris puts it high, puts it over the bar. That's his third point of the contest. As the goalkeeper Ivan Canning goes short again, it's 4 points then for Sarsfields, 1 point for Portumna. We played 8 minutes of the opening half as Portumna go down the flanks, but it's easily taken out there by Joseph Cooney, who's having a big influence at centre half back for Sarsfields. Gets it upfield to Kenneth Cooney, tried to take his back, got it back at the second attempt, well blocked down though. Good play by the men of Portumna. Andy Smith gets it off then to Adam Fogarty, about to strike, breaks to Joe Canning, and Joe Canning pulls the trigger. Lovely score, Joe Canning over the bar. The youngster before probably just stood to strike. The ball was half blocked down, broke beautifully into the hand of Joe Canning. He put it over the bar. Lovely score. 2 Portumna, 4 Sarsfields.
Yeah, would you love to have him get back like that?
Super player as the puck out goes down top of the Sarsfields half forward line. They're going direct enough with the puck out with the breeze. They robbed that possession there. Ian Fox, well hooked though. Ian Fox goes back for possession. Martin too. He was the man that got the hook and he puts pressure on Fox again, forcing him out the field. Also there is Conor Good, but Fox goes back with the pass then to Darren Morrissey, who scored in the Shearer Championship already. That shot flies up in there from the half block. Good catch by Conor O'Hare. Wins that battle now against Kevin Cooney. Looks upfield. The joint captain of the Portumna team plays it into space, but Joseph Cooney read that ahead of Declan McLaughlin. Joseph Cooney under pressure though. Ball goes as far as Joe Canning on the 40, on the 65 metre line, but it goes to the wrong side of the post and wide. Joseph Cooney having a fair influence so far. Joe Canning beginning to grow into the game as well.
Yeah, well, Joseph Cooney is playing as a sweeper. You see, Sarsfields are short a man up here, so it means that Portumna have a man extra here, but that's the way Sarsfields play.
4-2, Sarsfields lead with the breeze behind them. We played 9 minutes of the opening half. Midfield battle again. This time it's won by Conor Good, who gets it upfield for Portumna. Joseph Cooney, though, onto the ball again in that sweeping role. Gets it across then to Kenneth Cooney. Kenneth Cooney has been coming on the team right throughout the championship this year, has the shot at the post, and that's a lovely score by Kenneth Cooney. He was watching it as the ball went up in the air and dropped and dropped, and it got inside that right-hand post. 5 points for Sarsfields, 2 points for Portumna. I think we're about to see a change on one of the teams here.
Yeah, Portumna changed. On, but like you see Sean
Dolphin
there,
looking to be coming off, and that's a big blow. Seems to have that right hamstring area heavily bandaged.
I noticed he was later on as coming on the pitch. That ball, the last ball that Kenneth Cooney got, was a beautiful crossfield ball from Joseph into Kenneth. Two first cousins, I'd say. So, like, you know, this is a big loss. Dolphin is a big loss for Tomna. He's the captain.
Yeah, onto the field comes Jamie Hogan, but Martin Dolphin is a big loss. Andy Smith looks like he could be dropping back into that half-back line for now. Puck out, taken out there beautifully by Joe Canning. Excellent play at left half forward, and then goes through the centre forward channel. Blocked down though by Joseph Cooney, and the referee gives a free against Joe Canning in that instance. Yeah. He's explaining what it was for, but Canning beginning to have an impact. Well blocked down by Joseph Cooney. There'll be some battle between the two of them.
Yeah, great catch in there by Canning. Like, I know he's depossessed again, but like, he's still a great hurler and has a big influence. But Joseph Cooney, not an easy man to pass. Got in a fair tackling on a block. He's probably going to take this himself.
He is, and he probably fancied it. We saw it. Was it in the round 5 game against Turriffmore? I think was it 4 Sarsfields defenders scored with the breeze in the first half. 5-2 the lead here as Joseph Cooney takes the free. It's on its way. It's going to go a long way, and it's going to go straight over the bar. You called it, Earl. Joseph Cooney puts it over the bar from the free. Back well inside his own 45-metre line. 6 points now for Sarsfields. Portumna 2. 11 minutes gone. Ivan Canning with a measured puck out to that midfield sector, but Sarsfields have the numbers there, and it's still taken by Niall Quinn. Niall Quinn goes on a solo runner across the field, very close to sideline. Moves the ball inside, but well intercepted there by the cornerback. That's Joe Madden. Joe Madden does well for Portumna. Drives the ball upfield, trying to get it into Declan McLaughlin. Declan McLaughlin being picked up by Darren Morrissey, which is a fair reflection of his ability, that Darren Morrissey is deemed the man to pick up Declan McLaughlin. The ball goes out over the line, and that will be a line ball to, I think it's Portumna, is it, Earl? Yeah. Jack Canning is going over to take it. I would have thought that Joe might be interested in that one as well.
Well, I'd say the thought maybe of a fast, maybe of a fast. I still think Joe will take it.
I think Joe's taking it, Interesting the deployment of Jack up on the forward line, Earl, isn't it?
Yeah, but remember now he won an All-Ireland.
Oh, I know that. I know that he's a very good forward as well. But given that they were playing him in the defence all year, so far.
He had a great campaign wing back, but like, he's a dangerous man up front, like, and you can see what they're trying to do. They stay in the game.
So Joe Canning with the line ball. Look at the curl on that. Oh my God. 46 metres out.
Worth coming to see.
Oh, you'd pay money to watch that one. Super sideline cut. The fade coming in to get over the crossbar, over the bar. 3 points for Tumna, 6 Sarsfields. As Kieran Dolan's puck out, every one of them has nearly gone. Route 1 down the middle, taken by Martin Tui, pushing the back. And that will be a free to Portumna. The loss of Martin Dolphin, though, we can't stress it enough. A huge loss to a youthful enough Portumna team. Owen Tracy takes the free, tries to drop it in on top of Jack Canning. The ball is alive in there. Jack Canning does well to keep it alive. He's under pressure from Kevin Hines. He's getting a hand as well from Joseph Cooney, and the referee deemed that Jack Canning picked it off the ground.
Yeah,
that's a big ask for Jack Canning when you have Joseph Cooney dropping back in front of the sweeper with Kevin Hines already picking you up.
Yeah, well, you see what's happening is Andy Smith now goes into back and probably on John Coon, but Andy will relish going like that's not going to phase Andy Smith, like a tough cooking grape of this stuff.
Kieran Dola then to take the free near his own end line for the 2015 County Champions. Their last county semi-final appearance was 2018. Of course, they were in that recent under-20A Championship final, as the ball taken out of the air beautifully. The second time is caught out of the air by Martin Toohey in this game. Blocked down though, very close to the sideline. Kenneth Cooney tries to reclaim the possession for Sarsfields and does well. Gets the hand pass back then to Niall Quinn, who always likes a shot at the post. Niall Quinn strikes, but this one goes across the face of the goal and wide. Four wides for Sarsfields. They lead though by 6-3, 14 minutes in, Cyril.
Yeah, but Tom will be happy enough. They're sticking in the game, like, and they're getting a few chances. Like, tisn't a one sided game. Like, you know, you'd have to say the pitch, the ball is actually moving on the ground, which is great to see.
Ivan Canning has gone short a lot to Conor O'Hare, but this time Sarsfields have pushed up on him, so he measures the puck out to the midfield section to the brother Joel, well caught ahead of Cathal Dillon. Joe's catching them type of balls for years, but Ivan, I'd say that was well practiced down through the years from the puck out. He was taking his time, and then he put it right into the hand of brother Joe. Joe is fouled. Free will be taken on the 45-metre line. The young water carrier out there as well. I think he could be Ivan's young lad.
I'd say it is.
Yeah. As they say, it's in the genes. 6 points Sarsfields, 3 points Portumna, 14 minutes gone, opening half. Portumna into the breeze, have a free now from Joe Canning from the Sarsfields 65-metre line. He's nearer the stand side of the field here in Duggan Park, and Bandislow struck it beautifully, straight over the crossbar. His third point of the contest, one from play, one from a sideline cut, one from free, and we're down to a two-point margin. Sarsfields is 6-4.
Yeah, nearly halfway gone the first half, and Portumna will be happy.
Yeah. Kieran Dolan then, the Sarsfields goalkeeper, again goes long, this one down on top of John Cooney, tries to get a flick in there, but it's picked up by the corner back there. Our Joe Madden did well again, gets it off then to Joe Canning. Eventually he's on the end of the pass from the Connor Good there on that inside, just watching there as that ball is indicated was going wide. There could have been a little infringement off the ball there, but the referee didn't see it, so that becomes Portumna's fourth wide of the day. Puck out on top of Kenneth Cooney.
Even though the ball went wide, Sean, you'd have to say, like, it was a great move by Portumna. They worked it out, you know, and Joe was unlucky, took a snapshot. Usually he put them over. Free for Sarsfield here.
Yeah, Darren Murphy just getting away there, and he was fouled, and that's going to be a free in. Frees are crucial, sir, aren't they, in these type of games? We saw yesterday the two score lines have come back a bit from what we were seeing at the top of the game.
Well, it's not as open. Now, the pitch is in great
condition. Yellow card, I think. Yellow card then for Joe Madden, But the scoring rate has dropped a little bit, which means that every single scoring opportunity is crucial.
It's a hard one now. This isn't a gimme, Morris. He's out on the sideline, about 45, 50 yards out.
Yeah. Good crowd over in the grass bank here in Duggan Park and Bandislow. As Niall Morrissey takes the free, you'll know by the crowd reaction. The crowd reaction is positive, well converted. Good point number four from Niall Morrissey.
Good free, Sean, to be fair, because it wasn't an easy one.
No, so it extends Sarsfields into a 3-point lead, 7 points to four, 16 minutes gone, opening half. Ivan Canning, again, taking his time on the puck out. Conor Good had made a run up along the sideline. I think he's the target for it. Ball breaks, Alex Kinnear gets onto it for Sarsfields. It comes up the sand side of the field, put under pressure though by Joe Canning. It's deemed to be illegal pressure. Eugene McEntee and Kevin Chunky Hayes are doing a dance of disdain on the sideline with that decision by Derry Kelly. But Joe Canning going back was deemed to have fouled the Sarsfields man. And again, it's a scoring opportunity, virtue of a free.
Yeah, and like that's, he was unlucky there because Joe tracked him the whole way back, kind of got his body in across him, actually, you'd imagine, but like... free given against
such
them.
Are the interpretations, as Niall Morrissey will take the free. Is practically, he was over the far side of the field a few minutes ago, he's now on the stand side of the field, a little bit closer in, just outside the 45 metre line here in the Duggan Park and Bandislow. A pitch to Sarsfields and indeed Portumna know very well. 7 points to four, 3 point lead for Sarsfields. Can he extend it to four? 17:20 gone on the clock as he strikes it, looks to be going to the wrong side, and it did.
Yeah.
Five wides now for Sarsfields.
He kind of hit it soft.
Yeah. Just shows you that it's not an exact science taking freeze. As Ivan Canning goes with a kind of lower trajectory on this puck out towards Declan McLaughlin. Deemed to have been fouled by Darren Morrissey. And that's going to be a free for Portumna. And Joe Canning will go over to take this one. And all the while, in the last 3 or 4 minutes, we've had a lot of stoppages in play. We've had freeze. The setup to take a free eats a little bit of time in the clock. By far the happier team with that, 18 minutes into the opening half, sir, will surely be Portumna. They trailed by three, and Joe has a chance to make it two with a free. Long way out now into the breeze from the halfway line, but it's breaking momentum as well, isn't it?
That'll be no problem to Joe. Like that, the distance won't matter. Like, and he's so accurate. Like, again, like looking on here, Sarsfield had no chance of a good. They need a goal or two going in before half time to get a kind of a breakaway, because this game is finally balanced.
The young generation is coming as well. I've met Teddy Canning, Ollie's young lad. He's at the game here as well with Deirdre this afternoon. Good to see the generations coming, and what a free by Joe Canning. Converted it from the halfway line into the breeze, puts it over the bar. We're back to a 2-point ball game again. 7 Sarsfields, 5 Portumna.
Yeah, and like, you know, Sarsfields aren't really opening up yet anyway.
Oh, Kieran Dolan then. Again going route one with the puck out, going to the right half forward position. Knocked away from him there is John Claffey, or I should say Jamie Hogan, who was just after coming in, of course, for the injured Martin Dolphin. Ball goes out over the line, deemed to be a Portumna sideline ball. They have no issue with that.
Portumna haven't, but Sarsfields have.
Yeah. So Jamie then placing the ball. Just a foot or two in from the sideline, strikes. It looks like it could be going very close to sideline again. It did. I think it went straight out over it. And Ronan Sankard is the linesman of this side of the field. Again, stop, start, nature.
Yeah, it is.
And I keep saying, against the breeze, Portumna will be happy with that. They trailed by two.
Yeah, there's no flow in the game. No. It actually suits them.
So then, Ian Fox on the 65-metre line takes the line ball across in front of Kevin Cooney, who's out ahead of Conor O'Hare. Shows him a clean pair of heels, goes on a run. Kevin Cooney, lovely pass inside to Mark O'Regan.
Oh.
Lovely goal. Picked, didn't handle, and finished to the net. But that was all about Kevin Cooney taking on his men. He actually took on three would-be tacklers, Cyril. Got it off to Mark O'Regan, got into the net. A score that Sarsfields needed. 1-7 to 5 points the lead.
He has a natural, but Sean, that a lot of people don't use. Though. He has natural sidesteps on both left and right. Like, you know, it's a great thing to have. He sold two or three dummies to two or three tacklers and then give a great pass. And to be fair to young O'Regan, he took it full on the volley back of the net.
Yeah, and it was probably the line ball as well. It just went into space from Ian Fox. Got in front of Kevin Cooney. Lovely ball for a forward, and he certainly used it when he got the ball and laid it off on Mark O'Regan. A super finish. Sarsfields lead by 1-7 to 5 points as Cathal Dillon tries to get the ball upfield. Doesn't put it to a Sarsfields jersey. Andy Smith gone back into that number 6 position now. Goes back and reclaims the ball for Portumna. Gets away from two would-be tacklers and then sends a high ball upfield. One or two players bouncing off Andy Smith. He loves it. Darren Morrissey the other end as well to catch it ahead of Declan McLaughlin, and that's going to be free out. Declan McLaughlin, and his reputation has earned the right to be marked by Darren Morrissey today.
Yeah.
And that says a lot by how good his championship has been.
It has, Sean. And you'd have to say Darren Morrissey, like, has settled into the county scene cornerback. If he gets a clean run of, say, without injuries, this guy's a good hurler. But so is young with Lachlan. As you say, it shows you the standing he's having, because, like, they rate him very high. I suppose he's defined in the championship that we've seen.
So Niall Morrissey to take the free. He's inside his own 65-metre line. He's in front of the post, though. He strikes it well. Ivan Kenner looks up. The goalkeeper, he knew where it was going, straight over the bar. And suddenly, a goal and a point in the last minute and a half or so makes the scoreboard look a lot more healthy from a Sarsfields point of view. The lead by 1-8 to 5 points. Puck out. Down on top of Joe Canning at wing forward. The ball broken through. I think Adam Fogarty might have been trying to break onto it. Joe was fouled. 21 minutes gone on the clock. Scoreboard looks a lot healthier now, you'd have to say, sir, though. 1-8 to 5 points, Sarsfields lead.
Yeah, but Portumna are still picking up these frees, like, you know, and Sarsfields, like, they're not scoring much from play. Joe's keeping them in it, actually.
Yeah.
What is 1-8 to 5? And we should put this over, it'd be 1-8 to 6. Like,
yeah, so Joe has scored 4 already out of the 5. Sarsfields, who have scored 11 goals in their 5 games in the championship, you can now make it 12 goals. No goal conceded in the last two games as Joe Canning strikes it high and puts it over the bar. And that's keeping them in touch. 1-8 for Sarsfield. 6 points now for Portumna. Kieran Dolan goes short this time. Out to the spare man, who is Joseph Cooney. Joseph Cooney in nearly the number 7 position. Drives a missile. Going to drop into the goalkeeper at the other end. Ivan Canning lets it bounce on the Astro here in Duggan Park. And Bannister tries to get the hand pass away. He's nearly robbed. In comes his cornerback, Joe Madden. And Joe Madden did well for the goalkeeper there, because Ivan did everything right until he tried to execute the hand pass and missed it. And a little bit of a let off there.
Joe Madden got him out of jail there. Mm. But to be fair to Madden, he reacted very quick. I was just going to say, even letting the ball hops on the Astro there, Sean, like when the Astro, like the bounce on the Astro is completely different to the bounce on the grass.
It's a dangerous thing for a goalkeeper. I'd say, I know it's the surface is good, but you'd have to say that for a goalkeeper, it's not what they want. As Niall Quinn takes this kind of a shortish line ball, tries to get it in field. Amanda Sanford is Alex Kinnear, who's changed his jersey. Comes back then to Niall Quinn, who looks to see what's happening up front, then tries to put a ball into the cornerback position. Martin Toohey, for the third time today, takes the ball out of the air. He's fouled as he does so, but the referee says play on. He overcooked the pass, though, to Andy Smith. Comes out then to Ian Fox. Ian Fox tries to get away from his man, goes back with the pass to Niall, and Morrissey has a chance to score from play. Niall Morrissey outside the 45-metre line, striking high and putting it over the bar. Niall Morrissey gets his 6 points of the day, his first from play, and opens up another bit of daylight. 1-9 for Sarsfield, 6 points for Portumna, 23 minutes gone.
That was a very good score because he's been closed down. Good puck out again by Evan Cannon, trying to get Joe into it.
Goes to the puck out, goes through Joe again, but Sarsfield's put the numbers around there. Niall Morrissey in the midfield sector can't quite get it. The man that goes back and does get it for Portumna is Joe Canning. Goes up the far wing, tries to get away from Cathal Dillon, allows the ball to drop in front of him to get away from the would-be block down from Cathal Dillon. Manages to get the ball out then, comes off the stick there of Jack Canning. Comes into that midfield sector. Adam Fogarty pulls the trigger from off the right-hand side. That's a lovely score into the breeze.
Score.
From inside the 65-metre line. You talked about this lad before the game, Adam Fogarty. Well-taken score.
That's a great score. He only got half a chance. That's the only chance he got all day because very little ball going into that corner. He took it very, very well.
Certainly did. 7 points for Tumna, 1-9 for Sarsfields. Then we play 24 minutes in. Kieran Donan goes back to route one. Bonacy with the puck out again. Puts this one down on top of John Cooney at centre half forward. He goes up, brings the ball to the deck, but the man that's on to it has been tigerish all afternoon is Joe Madden. Joe Canning comes back to give a little bit of hand, so it's two Joes on hand, but Cathal Dillon does very well to reclaim the ball back for Sarsfields in the half back line, but his hand pass goes astray. Interceptor comes back into the hand again of Joe Madden, and Joe Madden clears for Tumna up the field. All the way though to the loose man, who is Joseph Cooney. And just as Joseph Cooney was going to get on the ball, Oisín Cain fouled Ron O'Mara off the ball, just pushed him to the ground. Just as Joseph Cooney was going to be a scoring opportunity for Sarsfields, but instead it's now a free to Portumna and a scoring chance for them.
Yeah, Joseph Cooney will be livid because like he was onto the ball on his own, reading it very well, kind of acting as a sweeper, and now it's Joe Cannon who should score this. But after saying that, like we're saying he should score them, like they still have to be taken. He's 45, 50 yards out, he's out to the side.
Oh, there, and they're into the breeze as well, sir, like, which is fair
guy,
shooting.
This guy is so good, you expect him to score every time.
Looks in great shape as well.
Yeah.
I wonder would Henry give him a call?
Gee, I think any team would have him.
Yeah. Joe takes the free. Look at the way he struck that. Beautifully over the bar. Point number six for Joe Canning. And the last 3 points have come for Portumna, or is the last 2 points? Or the last two, yeah. So they're back to an 8 points to 1-9 deficit.
They've answered their goal in the
they
point
have,
with
yeah. Sarsfield's goal short in to Kevin Hines, who drifted to the number two position. Kevin Hines goes long into the full forward and goes past three players. Conor O'Hare has to go back and put on the reversing lights and go back and pick this one up on his 13-metre line. Conor O'Hare does well. He's going across the 20-metre line, then gets the hand pass off to Owen Tracy, and Owen Tracy sends a long high ball down on top of Jack Canning with Kevin Hines. Kevin Hines did well to cleverly let the ball kind of drop behind him, goes down then and tried to get it, but Jack Canning has nearly reclaimed the ball. Joseph Cooney has got the ball, but then lost it, and Ron O'Mara reclaims the ball on the end line in the 15 corner for Portumna. What will Ron O'Mara do? He goes long ball out the field. Ian Fox would be favoured to get onto that. It breaks away for him though. Conor Good is onto it. Darren Morrissey is also there, but Conor Good is on the ball for Portumna, taking on the shot away from Darren Morrissey. That's curling, and that's going over the bar. Super score by Conor Good, his first of the day. And now we have 3 points in a row to bring it back to a 3-point ball game. 1-9 Sarsfields, 9 points Portumna, for 3.5 minutes of regulation time left in the first half.
Since Sarsfields got that goal in the point, Portumna have got 3 points hit back straight away.
Certainly have. Puck out down on top of the Sarsfields half forward line. Kenneth Cooney nearly had it, but in fairness to Jamie Hogan and Portumna, they have crowded that puck out area. Adam Fogarty comes back to try and win the ball in his own half back line, but the problem is he brings Niall Quinn up the field as well. The ball eventually recycled back to Ian Fox for Sarsfields. Ian Fox striking from the 65-metre line is going to drop into the welcoming chest of Ivan Canning, and Ivan Canning looks out the field, goes to the left half forward position again for you know who, the brother Joe, but there first is Joe Cooney, and Joseph Cooney gets the stick pass up along to Alex Kinnear with a new red helmet on him now. Alex Kinnear driving the ball in. It's going to drop in around the danger house. In it goes to goal. Kevin Cooney and Ivan Canning end up clashing for the ball. The ball still hasn't gone over the end line, and Conor O'Hare can go back almost nonchalantly and pick it up and clear it on the field. Jerry Kelly in fairness said there was nothing in that clash. Ball breaking to Niall Quinn. Can Niall Quinn score from the wing back position? It's struck it well, and Niall Quinn does as he did against Sherlock Moore, puts it high, puts it over the bar, his first score of the day, and Sarsfields will be happy to get a score from that passage
of
play.
That's a trademark Niall Quinn point. He loves taking like from wing back, always a very good hurler, was dogged by injuries when he was underage, but still a good player.
28 minutes gone on the clock, 1-10 Sarsfields, Portumna 9 points. Portumna playing into the breeze, as we keep telling you. Even though, in fairness to their use of the play, you wouldn't a ball, you wouldn't think at a time. Joe Canning again on the ball, turning onto the right hand side from the 65-meter line. What a score! What a score by JC. 7th point of the day. Oh, you can't beat class, can you?
Well, class is permanent. We're all out of form. Like, that was a fantastic score.
Oh, was it 65? Yeah,
65 yards outside. Caught the ball high and swiveled over the bar without looking.
And good play in getting it to him. Two or three stick passes. It's now 110 to 10 points. Puck out. Oh, great catch by John Cooney. Wearing 11 at the other end of the field. John Cooney, can he put it over the bar off the left-hand side? Striking it high. But it goes to the wrong side of the post and wide. Six wides for Sarsfields. 28 and a half minutes gone. 110 for Sarsfields. 10 points for Portumna. I asked the question about a certain Joe Canning having a chat with Henry Shefflin. More ammunition, you think?
Yeah.
This puck out goes down on top of Joe again, who beats Cahill Dillon there, gets the pass off into Adam Fogarty. Adam Fogarty in the centre forward channel. We're playing an advantage because there was a late pull on Joe. Adam Fogarty doesn't need advantage because he turns and puts it over the bar. Lovely score by Adam Fogarty, his second of the day. Portumna are humming nicely. 1 goal and 10 points for Sarsfields, 11 points for Portumna, 29 minutes in, and certainly Portumna will be very happy with the last 6 or 7 minutes, Earl.
Yeah, and I'd say Sarsfields might be thinking, like, you know, do we switch someone else on Joe Kenny? Because, like, he's winning the puck out and he's doing, like, he's nearly doing whatever he likes at his own pace. Now, he is a very good hurler.
Now, Joe is down getting some running repairs there. It seems to be a knee injury he's picked up or whatever. But as you said that, do you notice that Joseph Cooney seems to have now come to the right half back position? Would Joseph Cooney be now deployed to pick up Joe Kenny?
I'd say he is.
Yeah. You wouldn't need to be an Einstein to work that one, I'd say, or whatever. But certainly, what we've seen from Niall in the last few minutes is quite a scoring burst from Portumna, really in response to the Sarsfields goal.
Yeah, they've got five of the last 6 points in fairness. And, you know, I'd say there's people here today to watch Joe Henning in action. Legend. He's given a fixed edition of fairness. Like, the last point he got was, people saying there in front of me, it was the score of the year so far. But it's been a fantastic game. Two really, really good teams. And as I said, Portumna will be happy enough to look at this one. The wind advantage to come in the second half, but there's some great scorers on both sides, and it's been a good game so far.
Certainly has. Joseph Cooney goes to 5 on Joe Canning as Sarsfields come together, and Kevin Cooney gets into Alex Kinnear. He puts it over the goalkeeper. Oh, how in the name of God did Darren Murphy miss the ball and went across the face of the goal? Alex Kinnear, a lovely chip over the advancing Ivan Canning. The ball would look to be a certain goal if Darren Murphy got a touch, but he didn't. Went
just
wide.
Just didn't touch the AstroTurf.
Yeah, maybe.
Wide.
Yeah.
But like, he failed to get a touch. It'd been a big score here.
Oh, it would. A let off for Portumna. Sarsfields should have got a goal. It remains 1-10 for Sarsfields. 11 points for Portumna. We have played 49 seconds of additional time at the end of the opening half. I didn't get the signal as Kevin Hines decides to send a long high ball down into that full forward line again. Looking for Kevin Cooney out in front of Conor O'Hare. Conor O'Hare puts enough pressure on him across the sideline. It ends with Kevin Cooney hitting the deck. Nothing illegal, deemed the referee Derek Kelly. Ball goes out over the line, and that's another win for Conor O'Hare in at full back on Kevin Cooney. There goes the whistle for half time, sir. Enjoyable opening half, and just 2 points between them. Sarsfields 1-10, Portumna 11 points. You know what dressing room will be the happier at the break?
The happier will be Portumna, because they've stuck in it, like, you know. And when Sarsfields hit with a goal and a pint for, say, about 10 minutes to go, they answered back with the next 3 points, like, so they're well in the game. Joe's having a big influence, but all the Portumna lads are playing well. Now, Sarsfields haven't really started flowing yet. They did miss a goal. They just showed dangerous just before halftime. Kevin Cooney is dangerous when he gets away, but to be fair to Dolphin, he's sticking into him, or O'Hare, he's doing as much as he can, as anyone can on him. Like, and, you know, young Dylan and Joe Kennan was a mismatch, but now I think Joseph Cooney's gone on him. So it's going to be a very, very interesting second half. Portumna will be the happiest of the teams going in, but, you know, you'd find that Alex Kinnear and Ian Fox, these days, they could actually play better against the breeze carrying the ball. So it's all to play for here, and Portumna will be the happier, really.
Certainly is. First half dominated by the legendary Joe Cooney. Half time then is Sarsfields, who faced the breeze in the second half, leading by 1 goal and 10 points to 11 points. Come back to us for live FM streaming on Galway Bay FM and live streaming on Bio Sport as well. It's a second half. We look forward to hearing Bandislaw. Half time then, Portumna would are 11 points, Sarsfields 1-10.
Live match broadcasts in association with Supermax. Proud to support Irish farmers and serve 100% Irish chicken since 1978. See supermax.ie.
Welcome back here then to Bandislaw for the second half of the Brooks Senior Hurling Championship third quarter final. in this year's Senior Hurling Championship. Portumna, first team back on the field, and I suppose not surprisingly, in the sense that they will be very happy with the way that first half went, in the sense that they were playing into the breeze. They trailed just by 2 points. They've overcome the loss of Merton Dolphin through injury. 1-10 for Sarsfields at half-time. Portumna 11 points. Sarsfields returning to the field right now. And I would imagine that the Sarsfields backroom team of Aidan Donoghue and Sean, or Dinny Cahill, I should say, Aidan Donoghue and Pádraig Ford will have had a bit of talking to do, but they know as well that they have enough quality in that Sarsfields team to get themselves back into this game big time. They still lead.
They lead by 2 points, but I'd say at half time Portumna would be in the happier team. But now look, it's still all to play for. Be interested to see now where Joseph Cooney, he'd probably pick up, I'd say, Joe Cannon this half. And you know, will Sarsfield still play a sweeper? Yeah, Joe's gone on. That's Joe Cannon straight away. Now the puck outs, to be fair to Ivan Cannon, he pucked out the ball very, very well against against the stiff breeze. But other than the puck outs and maybe freeze, I don't see any difference in the play, because you'll find that the lads might even suit Sarsfield carrying the ball and kind of playing lower ball into the full forward line.
Derek Kelly, the St. Thomas's referee, is about to throw in the ball then. Noel Quinn is the linesman on this stand side of the field. Thankfully, the day is staying dry here in Bandislaw. And anyone that was in Athenry yesterday knows what I mean by that. A horrific day in weather-wise in Athenry. Throw in. Broke a few ways. Owen Tracy tried to go down on it there right now. Ball hasn't moved that far, but eventually breaks out. Merton Toohey tries to get a touch on it, but eventually taken up by Alex Kinnear. So Alex Kinnear for Sarsfields, they're playing into the wind in the second half, goes on a little bit of a run, has Kevin Cooney making a run, but the man that made the run right to his shoulder is Kenneth Cooney, and Kenneth Cooney strikes, puts it wide, but then the referee deemed that he was fouled as he got the shot away. Owen Tracy is arguing the case there, but Derek Kelly is insistent that that's a free in. And I suppose Portumna would say a chief free against her, because Kenneth Cooney had put the ball wide.
He put the ball wide. It was a great ball by Joe. Joe got a little flick to take it out to Kinnear. Kinnear carried and he looked for
he
the runner
well,
to come.
Yeah, he did well.
But as Kevin was hitting it, he got a good kind of a clap, a bang down the top of the shoulder. Now, most refs, some of them would give it more than, but at least, you know, it was a free, I suppose, really. So it should put Sarsfields, give them a breather, and he's brought it forward now.
Yeah, brought it forward as well into Niall Morrissey country. The important thing in all of these knockout championship hurling games is to lead the game. And Sarsfields are currently leading the game by 1-10 to 11 points. They're about to extend that lead, you would think, as Niall Morrissey striking it high outside the semicircle, puts it straight over the bar. First score of the second half then is the Sarsfields point, and Niall Morrissey pops over the bar with ease. His seventh point is his head. He came in with 39 points, so he's now on 46 for the championship, not far away from the magical 50. Ivan Canning goes long with the puck out on top of Jack. Ball breaks inside though to Rowan O'Mara on the ball. 1-11 to 11 points. Rowan O'Mara's hand pass was intercepted there by Kevin Hines. Kevin Hines long ball, nearly trying to get Kevin Cooney inside the defence, but the tidying up is well done there by Colin Burke, the corner back. Colin Burke gets a pass out to Owen Tracy, a little bit high, but Tracy did well to take it down. And then he goes long into Declan McLaughlin in around the edge of the square. He hits the deck though, and the Sarsfields have the numbers back there. Darren Morrissey gets it off to Kevin Hines. Hines is the column. Kevin Hines, huge long ball down on top of Kevin Cooney again at the edge of the square for them. But Merton Toohey has been majestic in the air all day for Portumna. Gets that ball, catches in the air, gets it across to Joe Canning, who goes all the way across the field with a lovely pass to Connor Good. Connor Good in the, I was going to say, the number 10 position. He's put under pressure, legal pressure, by Kenneth Cooney. Gives away the free, and that's going to be a free for Portumna. And again, a free. Kenneth Cooney was fouled himself for the first score of the opening half, but now he's the transgressor in this instance, and this will be free that Joe Canning will come across to take, and a chance to reduce the margin back to two again. 1-11 for Sarsfields, 11 points for Portumna. Sarsfields will be happy though to get that first score into the breeze.
Yeah, good score against the breeze, but like, that's kind of a lazy free, and you'd expect Joe now, even though he's out a good bit, to get this, like, and it's a game of freeze, isn't it, actually? So that's the way, you know, it's probably going to keep going the same way.
I'm looking at the crowd at the far side of the field. They're putting up their hands at their eyes, acting as sun visors. Yeah. Isn't expect this day in Bandislaw. The sun shining as Joe Canning strikes the free with consummate ease, puts it over the bar. That's his eighth point of the contest. Rowan O'Mara, Adam Fogarty, Connor Good are the other men that have contributed to the scoreboard for Portumna. 12 points per Portumna, 1-11 for Sarsfields. As Kieran Dolan goes long with this puck out, down on top of his half-hour line, John Cooney can't quite get it to hand. Joe Madden picks it up in the half-back line for Portumna, turns onto his left-hand side, drives a long ball down into space. It's a foot race between Rowan O'Mara and Oisin Kane. Oisin Kane does well to get a lovely little flick pass out to Cahill Dillon, who's gone in at six now. He gets it then to Niall Quinn. Niall Quinn drives a long ball in towards Kevin Cooney. Kevin Cooney deemed to have been fouled there by Conor O'Hare. Derek Kelly deemed that that was a free, and that's going to be a free in. And your points, Cyril, that the first 2 points of the second half have been from the place ball. The third one is likely to be the same.
Same thing, like, you know, it's hard on O'Hare. He's trying to get out. Kevin Cooney's going for as well. And some, it's kind of 6-1, half dozen others. Some refs wouldn't give it a free, others will. But, like, it strictly speaking, it is a free.
Yeah, and Sarsfields have continued to go long into that full forward line, even into the breeze in this second half, as Niall Morrissey pops it over the bar. That's point number 8 for him. So the two free takers are on 8 points apiece. 1-12 Sarsfields, 12 points for Portumna. One goal separating the teams as Ivan Canning's puck out goes towards Joe, broken away from him by Joe Cooney. Ball is recycled by Sarsfields back to Niall Quinn. Niall Quinn tries to play a ball in over the head of Conor O'Hare, going back towards his own in line, loses control of it, puts it out for a 65. He knew the danger was behind him in Kevin Cooney. He knew he had won the race, but it's interesting that Sarsfields are using a lot of long ball in the second half into that full forward line, even against the breeze.
Yeah, you can see Kevin Cooney was after shouting out there to him to put the ball down ahead of him. Mm. Not over, like, not too far in, just kind of dob it about 5 yards ahead of him, because he is very dangerous coming onto the ball. This is Niall Morrissey into the breeze now, 65 yards out to the right of the post. But knowing this guy, he's well capable of tapping it over.
So then, Niall Morrissey just taking his time as referee Derek Kelly just going in there, talking to the umpire. Is there going to be Cart the Bui? I think there is. Conor O'Hare is the fullback, and he's going to pick up a yellow card then. The captain of Portumna, Conor O'Hare. One of the survivors, of course, from the halcyon successful days of the Portumna club. Yeah, Niall Morrissey then.
He's a great bit of stuff O'Hare. He's lasted the pace a long time.
Yeah, Niall Morrissey to take the 65 then, as Cyril has explained, into the breeze. 35-24 gone at the clock as Morrissey strikes it. Looks to be happy with it. That's why he's happy with it. That's a good score into the difficult conditions. 65 over the bar. Point number 9 for Morrissey. And Sarsfields build a 4-point lead. Good start by the senior A team. Puck out is short to Conor O'Hare. Conor O'Hare tries to put it down on Joe Canning, but Joseph Cooney read that, takes it out there, gives it off then to Niall Quinn, who seems to be double teaming with Joseph Cooney on Joe Canning. Quinn's long ball down. Kevin Cooney gets a deft touch inside, nearly worked to break it inside for one of the corner forwards. Conor O'Hare comes out again, but it's picked up then by Kevin Cooney. Kevin Cooney tries to get the pass across, does to John Cooney. John Cooney goes for a blasting operation, but it's blocked down by the Portumna defence. Martin Toohey does well to come out of defence, plays it over to the stand side of the field. Foot race between Joseph Cooney and Joe Canning, and Joseph Cooney did well to win that ball along the ground, pulls on it, and it goes out over the line.
Great duel here. You can see what Joseph Cooney is doing. He's trying to get the ball in front of Joe Cannon. Joe knows he's coming from behind, trying to hold him off. Now, Joseph is a younger fella and should be kind of maybe say faster these days than Joe, but they're two great hurlers. You'd love to have them on any team.
Two JCs on each other as the ball is driven upfield from that line ball, but won by Darren Morrissey, a cornerback for Sarsfields. Cahill Dillon goes back with the pass then to Kevin Hines, who gets it onto that trusty left hand side. 1-13 for Sarsfields, 12 points for the men of Portumna. Crossfield ball there by Kenneth Cooney, does well to find Kevin Cooney. Kevin Cooney half slipped though, goes back with the pass. The pass is deemed to be an illegal throw, free out. I was just making the mental note there that for the first 6.5 minutes of the second half, you'd have to be impressed with Sarsfields now, sir, because they've gone about it in a very professional manner and they've built a 4-point lead.
Yeah, they've upped the ante, but like Portumna are playing into the scoring goal here in Bendisloe, the town end. Like, you know, I've seen them playing the matches here all this year and they've finished very strong. They're still in the game.
Andy Smith, who drifted into that centre-back position, of course, after the last through injury after just 10 minutes of Martin Dolphin for Portumna. Andy Smith then driving the free with the wind behind him, going to drop in around the house. Jack Canning is under, but the man that with number 7 on his back for Sarsfields, who catches out there, is Niall Quinn. Excellent catch by Niall Quinn, then strikes the ball straight out over the sideline, but he did the necessary defending first, took it out of the air.
Yeah, but the boys, the Sarsfield beans won't be happy with this, because Joe is going to come.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't bet him not scoring. Like, what's he out about? 35, 40 yards out, and he's well capable of putting this over the bar.
Niall Quinn from Gort is the linesman there, as Joe places the ball, as you said, just about 1 foot away from the 45 metre line.
He'll fancy himself.
He will. He scored one already in the opening half. Strike it after the big build-up, only goes as far as Joseph Cooney, who can't quite pick it up, but the man that can get it up when it breaks back to him is Kevin Hines, and Hines, he drives it out of the field for Sarsfields, the lead by 1-13 to 12 points, but that ball only succeeds in going out over the line as well. And Niall Quinn, or Noel Quinn, the linesman, indicating that ball had crossed the line, I think.
Yeah, Noel was a fair old hurler himself.
He was, yeah, he was.
Gart, give great service to Gart.
Yeah, this is a Portumna line ball that I think that Jack Canning is trying to take. little bit of impediment in our way there, but Jack Canning did save that line. What great ball in around the house. Declan McLaughlin is there with two defenders. One of them went in front of him, Niall Quinn, to break it down, and the man behind him is Darren Morrissey. He's hooked though by Declan McLaughlin, who didn't give up the goal. So Morrissey comes out and gets the hand pass off to Oisín Kane. Good work out of defence by Sarsfield. Oisín Kane hooked then by McLaughlin, does awful well to go back and reclaim the ball. Gets it off to Joe Canning, slips the hand pass out to Rowan O'Mara. If they get a point from this, it'll be an inspirational score, but O'Mara pulls the trigger but puts it to the wrong side of the post and wide.
Yeah, I'd say the Sarsfield Minters are pulling their hair up, because that could have been cleared three times and just so casual, and okay, it went wide, but it would have been a great one.
113 Sarsfield, 12 points for Fortumna. As Kieran Dolan, Sarsfield's puck out, goes long again down on top of Joseph Cooney. Picked up by Marco Regan, the man that's got the goal in this game so far. Goes back with a hand pass to Morrissey. Morrissey gets it into the full forward line. Again, Conor O'Hare and Kevin Cooney having a great hold battle in there. And Conor O'Hare does well to win the ball and then bursts out through two would-be challenges. Gets the hand pass off then to Jamie Hogan. And Jamie Hogan gets Portumna down the field again. Jack Canning breaks it into the path of Adam Fogarty. Adam Fogarty heads up hurling, has the ball glued to the stick, but has the head up to see where he's going. But then in the end, he ran straight into Oisín Kane, and the Sarsfield's cornerback comes away with the ball, gets the ball out very close to the sideline. Kenneth Cooney picks it. Kenneth Cooney trying to get the ball inside but misplaces the pass, and it's tidied up there by the Portumna men, and that's Conor Good. Conor Good, long high ball in towards the goal, that's high and that's over the bar. Jack Canning is the man that took the pass, and Jack Canning with a super score over the bar. Excellent work by Portumna, 113 to 13 points.
Yeah, the game is finally balanced and Portumna are hanging in and coming back.
Great point by Jack Canning. That's vindicating the move to attack by him today. As Andy Smith tidies up again at the half-back line for the men of Portumna. Gets it back then to Colin Burke, and Colin Burke sends a high ball off field, but Sarsfield is with the extra man back in defence, and that one of them is Niall Quinn. Gets the hand pass off then to Alex Kinnear. Alex Kinnear in a little bit of space for a second. He's going to pull the trigger off the left-hand side, Alex Kinnear. From the minute he hit it, we knew where it was going. It wasn't going over the bar. It becomes the eighth wide for Sarsfield.
Yeah, usually he's good at them, like you show, yeah. Pressure.
Sharp puck out by Ivan Canning, but returned though by Sarsfield's Darren Murphy with a shot from the 45 metre line that goes over the bar. What a shot! Standing on the sideline on the 45 metre line, Darren Murphy gets one of the scores of the day.
Unreal. If it went wide, it'd be given out. Oh, that's a great score.
His second of the day. So that's 114 to 13 points. Andy Smith tries to break onto that puck out. Jack Canning is there. Niall Quinn is also there for Sarsfield. Jack Canning ends up on the ground. That's going to be a free in to Portumna. All of these games, sir, as we've seen all this weekend, they're about grinding a result, aren't they?
Jack behaved well to get a free there because, like, the ball was gone. Sarsfield didn't do much wrong, but to see here in front of the Portumna winters, they'll be quite happy.
One goal and 14 points for Sarsfield. 13 points for Portumna.
They should make a good 14 to 14.
Yeah. We have played 41 minutes in this contest. Don't forget, the next game coming up at 1:45 is Loughrea against Turlochmore, and then we'll have the draw live on Galway BFM for the semi-finals of the championship, which take place next weekend. 41-41 gone on the clock. Portumna 13 points, Sarsfield's 114. As Joe Canning takes the free, strikes it. Has it gone to the left? It hasn't. It's gone to the left post and just got inside the post over the bar. Point number 9 for Joe. Sarsfield's can't shake off Portumna. 114 to 14 points.
They're hard to shake off, to be fair.
Kieran Dolan then with the puck out goes long again over to the right half forward position. Ball hits the deck. Who's on to it? Ian Fox nearly got a touch, but when it comes back, as Conor Good is in there. Again, a stalemate situation inside the 45 metre line. Two or three players from each team are there. John Cooney tries to get up, but the wily, experienced man that comes away with possession is Andy Smith. Andy Smith has his pocket robbed by Marco Regan. Marco Regan in turn gets robbed. Andy nearly gets it back, but the man that does get it back is Ian Fox. Ian Fox tries to get a little bit of space, goes back with a hand pass to Joseph Cooney. Joseph Cooney up an attack, being tracked back by Joe Canning. Joseph Cooney being put under pressure by Joe Canning. Joe Canning goes back to win the ball off Joseph Cooney. Excellent play by Joe Canning. Nearly got a ball over the top into Declan McLaughlin, but great defending by Darren Morrissey. He was the last man standing for Sarsfields and did well. Gets the pass off then to Kevin Hines. Kevin Hines goes out with the pass to Niall Quinn, who suddenly is all on his own and he can take his time. Goes from number 5 position over to the 15 corner with a crossfield ball. Great catch out there by Colin Burke. Super catch for the cornerback. He wins the free. The Portumna crowd like what they say, but Joe Canning's work right there to turn over Joseph Cooney. That's great stuff.
Not an easy thing to do, but you can see the crowd are getting behind Portumna. The field are coming. What's left is about what?
Ah, there's loads of time left. 17 minutes, yes. Yeah. There's enough again. Enough of time to win three county championships.
It's 114 to 14. Next score for Sarsfield is very important because they're just holding that 3-point lead.
114 to 14 points as Cyrilla said. Just 3 points between them.
You wouldn't bet against Seastead not scoring this either.
John Cosgrove, lads, above sea action for Sarsfields.
So, the... And who goes to his bench then? John Cosgrove. 9 or 2 years ago, Joe Canning goes shortest with the free. Off to Owen Tracy, who had broken into space. Owen Tracy off the left-hand side. It goes to the wrong side of the post and wide. Clever play, but goes wide. 6 wides for Portumna. Here comes John Cosgrove. John Cosgrove is in for Sarsfields, wearing the 19 jersey. And the man that's been taken off, we'll just wait and see.
Sarsfield man here after getting the belt.
Oh yeah, there's a Sarsfields man down on the other side of the field. Looks like, is it Marco Regan, the corner forward that got the goal? That looks like he's coming off, is he? Yeah, the goal scorer is off then. So John Cosgrove into the contest wearing 19. So he comes in for Mark Regan. Marco Regan, who got that goal. Sarsfield's player down on the far side of the field. We were watching play off the other side. Don't know what happened there. Derek Kelly slowly making his way over. I think he's chatting with his linesman. That's Ronan Stankard on the far side of the field there. 1-14 Sarsfields, 14 points Portumna, 44 minutes on the clock. 15 minutes to keep your championship season alive for both teams, Cyril.
Yeah, it's a kind of a game that could even be in the draw. It's a tough campaign. Joe Coney, Joseph is still sticking with Joe Cannon, a great duel here. I suppose he's holding Joe quite, but like Portumna usually finish strong. Sarsfields are still dancing up full, they still have only two in the full forward line. The Sarsfields went down the far side. I don't know who it is. It's hard to make it out from here.
Yeah. It's still getting the running repairs. Looks like it could be Darren Murphy, is it? Yeah, Darren Murphy is the man. Derek Kelly has checked out if anything untoward happened, and he's satisfied that it didn't. So Darren Murphy back, hobbling back into position. He'll hope to run that off though.
Yeah, he's a tricky customer.
He is a good player. He's got 2 points so far. As Kieran Dolan takes the puck out, goes down again on John Cooney, gets a lovely flick this time into the path of Alex Kinnear. Couldn't quite bring it with him though. That was because of the excellent defensive work by Conor Gould. But Sarsfields keep the ball alive off to Kenneth Cooney. Kenneth Cooney pulls the trigger, but that ball goes to the wrong side of the post and wide, and becomes wide number 9 for Sarsfields. 1-14 for Sarsfields, 14 points for Portumna. We have played nearly 46 minutes in this second half. Puck out, goes down on top of Jack Canning. Jack Canning brings it to the deck, but Sarsfields have the number on the break ball, which is the modern equivalent to what's really important. Kenneth Cooney then has a shot, his half blocked out wide, going to the path of Kevin Cooney, but Conor O'Hare does enough to go down on the ball, then decides to go back to his goalkeeper Ivan Canning, and Ivan Canning looks upfield. Darren Murphy went in to block down the Portumna goalkeeper. He wasn't successful. Long high ball down on top of Jack Canning and Ron O'Mara looking for a free, didn't get it, as Cahill Dillon tidies up for Sarsfields, gets it off Dean Fax. Last possession. How did he lose control of that ball? Ball breaks back to Jamie Hogan, and Jamie Hogan puts it high and puts it over the bar. His first score. He came in for Martin Dolphin, of course, 10 minutes into the game, as we told you. A slip in possession there by Ian Fox. That's how games can be decided, Cyril. 15 points for Portumna, 1-14 for Sarsfields. Ian Fox, one of the best hurlers around, but the ball just slipped out of his grasp. And in these games, everything is punished.
Yeah, it's a kind of giveaway for a giveaway by Sarsfields for Portumna, but that's the standard you have. You make a mistake, you're caught.
Ron O'Mara looks to have picked up a blood injury, and referee instructs that he leaves the field for attention. And Sean Bryan, wearing the 14 jersey, is the man that comes in then as the blood sub.
Yeah, O'Mara will be soon going back on. That bit of blood isn't going to hold him off. He just has to get cleaned up.
I think he's just looking for a doc somewhere to put it in a stitch and let me back out again, or maybe the traditional white bandage that we've seen many a time. 47 gone in the clock, 1-14 Sarsfields, 15 points now for Portumna. Darren Morrissey takes that sharp puck out by Kieran Dolan, drives it down the field. Martin Toohey nearly read it. Kevin Cooney nearly got onto it in the corner forward position, but it's won again by Conor O'Hare, who does well for Portumna, and delivers the ball outfield to Joseph Canning. Lovely take away from Joe Cooney. He put his body across Joe Cooney, put down the left hand, took the ball, shielded the tackle. The foul was done by Joseph Cooney. Free to Joe Canning.
Yeah, and it's very noticeable as the game was gone. Conor O'Hare is getting to grips with Kevin Cooney. No, Kevin is dangerous, but like, he's getting on top and coming out with a lot of ball. Sarsfields are still playing just with two inside, Sean, on the three, and it's hard enough in there.
Yeah, Sarsfields playing into the breeze, don't forget, but they still, as I keep saying, lead the ball game, which is the important thing. 1-14 Sarsfields, 15 points for Turner, 48 minutes gone the clock. Joe to take this free. He's inside his own 65 metre line, striking it. It's on its way, but it's gone to the wrong side of the post and wide.
Yeah, you know, even by. Yeah. If you ever want to know if it was over or not, have a look at the goalie. They'll usually be looking up at the ball. Here's a fast puck out.
Kieran Dolan goes across to. his wing back, Cahal Dillon, now in at centre back, of course, after he was moved off Joe Canning. His ball down the field was a little bit aimless. Martin too, he's back there, controls it, playing a nice steady game, this guy as well, for Portumna. Gets it upfield, looking for Adam Fogarty. His pocket is robbed though well by Cahal Dillon, and Cahal Dillon plays a lovely ball into Kevin Cooney, who slips away from Conor O'Hare, coming in from the 13 corner. Kevin Cooney, there's oceans of space in front of him. Kevin Cooney striking low across the face of the goal, over the bar. Kevin Cooney has soared 6-10 in this year's championship. He hasn't scored today, Cyril, but there was only one thing in his head, goal. Is that a second goal chance that Sarsfields might rue?
Yeah, well, like, yeah, well, he hasn't scored, Sean, but he's made scores now. That's one that he'd be giving out to himself, but he's still a very dangerous forward.
Puck out down on top of Joseph Cooney and Joe Canning. What a battle. Joseph Cooney wins this one. The ball hits the deck, though. It's won by Sean Bryan from Portumna. He gets it back then to Higney. Sean Higney drives it in towards Declan McLaughlin. Declan McLaughlin tries to spin away from Darren Morrissey. Declan McLaughlin and Darren Morrissey both end up on the ground. Nothing in this is the referee. Portumna looking for the free. It didn't come. Niall Quinn is tidying up a cornerback. 1-14 Sarsfields. 15 points for Portumna. 11 minutes of normal time left. Long ball upfield. Andy Smith left it bounced behind him. And it's won back there by two. He does well not to handle but keep the ball in play. Gets it upfield to Sean Bryan trying to get away from Oisín Cain. Cain does well for Sarsfields. Flicks the ball away and then gets him a nice ball. Looking for Kenneth Cooney. He can't get onto it. Owen Tracy decides to pull on the ball. The only up as far as Alex Kinnear. Alex Kinnear from the far 65 metre line. Long way out. The 10th wide of the day for Sarsfields. This is in the melting pot, Cyril.
Yeah, and Ron O'Mara's back on. He wants to get on straight away. This side is a very good hurler.
White bandage is back.
He won't mind that.
The blood and bandages, I think they call it, or whatever.
Used to call it that, but like he's getting his helmet back on.
15 points for Portumna, 1-14 for Sarsfields. The Sars leads by two. They've repulsed the latest Portumna puck out, and Joseph Cooney drives upfield looking for brother Kevin. Slips out of the hand though. Darren Murphy's in to give him a hand, but the defence is there. Darren Murphy getting onto the ball now for Sarsfields. Darren Murphy off the right. Can he get his third point of the day? That's going across the face of the goal, and that's gone wide. That's 11 wides for Sarsfields, 7 for Portumna. Looks like we've another sub. Well, it's a reversal of the blood substitution, I would imagine. Ronnie O'Mara back on. Sean O'Brien comes back to his position on the bench. 10 minutes left, Cyril. 1-14 Sarsfields. Portumna 15 points.
Even though Sarsfields are 2 points up, this game can go anyway. It's going to go right down to the wire.
Yeah, but Sarsfields are keeping the noses in front. It's what you want to do. The puck out from Ivan Canning over hit. He was looking for Martin Toohey. Goes out over the line, the far side of the field. John Cooney will take it. He was thinking about going quick to Niall Quinn, but Adam Fogarty was alert to that. So John Cooney will take the line ball himself. Of course, part of the Galway under 20 team that were beaten after extra time by 1 point by the eventual All-Ireland champions Kilkenny. That seems a long time ago now at the start of this hurling year, as John Cooney takes that line ball, only puts it into Andy Smith's hands. Andy drops it though. He's trying to come out of defence under pressure there from John Cosgrove, the new man in the block. Conor here goes down very low but gets the ball into his hand, and now comes the inspirational fullback again. Darren Murphy does well though to overturn him. Ball breaks into Joseph Cooney. Joseph Cooney flicks the ball out then to Darren Murphy. Darren Murphy in a little bit of space in the wing forward position, tries to go around Colin Burke. Colin Burke dives in and fouls Darren Murphy. Vital free into Sarsfields, you'd have to say, and the defender in that instance maybe showing a little bit of inexperience there, in the sense that probably could have maybe tried to stand up Darren Murphy, but dived in, give away the free, and now a scoring possibility for Niall Morrissey.
Yeah, like, it's just, again, it's kind of a, what would you call, lazy free, but I suppose it was inexperienced. Well, you have to say for Tom, that to be fair to them, they have an experienced line of lads up the middle, but they are a young team, but they're performing very well from where they're coming from. You'd have to say that. Like, I know the tradition is strong, but they're playing very well, and they're still in this game. Anything can happen here.
Yeah, there's 6 games unbeaten, don't forget, in this championship. Yeah. They've won everything that they've played, back up in the Senior A as well, as Niall Morrissey stands over this free. In the last 8 years, Sarsfields have been 1 county final, 5 quarter finals, and 1 semi final. They'll want to extend that record to make it 2 semis in the last 8 years, as Morrissey takes the free, strikes it, just gets it inside the post. That'll do. An important score for Sarsfield just to settle them back. With the 9th point of the day, Niall Morrissey leaves it 3 between them again. Marco Regan's goal is still between them, 115 to 15 points.
Yeah, the scores are hard to come by now. You'd have to say as well, to be fair to Conor O'Hare, like, he's really having a tough time on Kevin Cooney, but he's doing well.
Yeah, sharp puck out to Conor O'Hare again, and this time he tries to get it into the full forward line. McLaughlin and Darren Morrissey, the ball hits the deck, who's on to Niall Quinn, is back there. Kevin Hines is the man that's on the ball now, turns into the tackle, loses the ball, but is picked up by his captain, Ian Fox, and Ian Fox delivers the ball towards the sideline, towards John Cooney. Andy Smith goes up, wins the ball, then pulls it along the ground to Adam Fogarty. The linesman, though, is deemed that the ball had gone out off the Portumna man, out over the line, much to the protestations of Kevin Chunky Hayes there, but Niall Quinn adamant that the ball went out over the line. That's a Sarsfields line ball. 53 minutes gone on the clock. One goal between them. 1-15 Sarsfields. 15 points for Fortumna. As Niall Morrissey will take the line ball. It's practically the halfway line. There's a runner on the far side of the field. If he goes across the field, that's Niall Quinn. But he's taking his time in front of the dugout there. And strikes a good ball into space. Over towards the 13 corner. John Cooney out in front of Andy Smith. Smith did well though to block the ball away. But he's lost the hurdle now. This is a scoring chance now for the men of Sarsfield. Striking it high in towards the post and over the bar. Excellent score. And a well taken point there by Niall Quinn. His second of the day. And Niall Quinn, that's an invaluable point to extend the lead out to four.
Just give them a little breather. Here's a high one coming again.
116 to 15 points. Puck out on a tap of Jack Canning at wing four, but Sarsfields have the numbers back there, and that tactic has worked well for them. Cahal Dillon comes up to the centre back channel, sends a long high ball, no one in particular in his mind there, and it goes all the way to Ivan Canning, the Fortumna goalkeeper. Ivan Canning then goes long, looking for Declan McLaughlin, but Darren Morrissey takes it down well, and Darren Morrissey has probably won that duel so far, but fair play to Declan McLaughlin. He goes back as if to prove me wrong, and that instance and wins the ball and plays a clever ball inside to Jack Canning. Jack Canning can't control it though, controls it at the second attempt. He has McLaughlin on his shoulder. Jack Canning is suddenly in on goal. Fortumna trailed by four. Jack Canning winding up for a shot from distance, but hits it straight at the goalkeeper. Joe was looking for it. 116 to 15 points. Probably the wrong option there by Jack Canning. Ball taken down over the sideline. That's going to be a line ball to Fortumna.
It was a long way out. Kieran Dolly's a good goalie. You weren't going to beat him that. To be fair to Dolly, blocked away, but I suppose it got a rush of blood to the head. He got a break. First of all, I think Sarsfields are going to clear the ball.
Yeah.
But it didn't go out that way. So It's Kevin Cooney has come out to field now, and I don't know whether O'Hare is going to come with him, because he's having a good game on him. Kevin has come out a bit. It's a fast line ball for Fortumna.
Yeah, back to Martin Tui. Martin Tui puts it up into the corner forward position, but Jack Canning wasn't alert to it, and that allows Kevin Hines to get onto it. 15 points for Fortumna, but 1-16 for Sarsfields. Kevin Hines, long ball to Kevin Cooney. Takes it the right side. There's a man this side. He's in on goal. Kevin Cooney, is it goal number 7 now? He's put it wide again. Good God. Sarsfield should have 3 goals in this contest. They've hit 12 wides. How did Kevin Cooney miss that one? He did everything right. He caught the ball the right side of his man, took it inside Cyril, somehow didn't finish.
Yeah, did a brick Welsh bat. He did everything right, beat the goal, all that, just went wide. Fortumna are living on their nerves. That had been lights out, but to be fair, they're still in it, and it feels sorry for Kevin Cooney because he did everything correctly.
Geoffrey Lawless, wearing 17, is in for Kenneth Cooney for Sarsfields. 116 to 15 points. Declan McLaughlin, a shot from the wing forward position that goes to the wrong side of the post and wide. That's 8 wides for Sarsfields. Well, 56 minutes played on the clock. The Sars lead by 4. Are they looking at this first semi-final appearance since 2018? Or can Fortumna come late, as they've done a lot of games this year, to get to their first semi-final since 2014? Long puck out again down on top of John Cooney, brings it to the deck, but Fortumna have the numbers around this one. These break balls are more important even than the puck outs nearly. Ball half blocked down though by the attempted clearance, breaks into the path of Niall Morrissey. Niall Morrissey pulls the trigger from the 65 metre line. That's a great score. Niall Morrissey is at his 11th point of the day, I think, in total. Puts it over the bar. Great score. Suddenly there's 5 points between them, sir.
That's a great score. Like, he only got a flick in the ball, but he just got enough to get it over the crossbar. Here's Jack Canning again.
Jack Canning very close to the sideline, the far side of the field. Goes for a point from an impossible angle. That's gone to the wrong side of the post and wide. Fortumna will be looking at the way they've used the ball in the last few minutes.
Bit daft there now.
117 Sarsfields, 15 points for Fortumna. Sarsfields, though, have come with big scores when they've needed them.
They've got vital scores.
Puck out down on top of John Cooney. Catches this one ahead of Andy Smith. John Cooney, did he win a free? No, I guess the hand pass back to his brother Kevin. Kevin out the field as well. Slap across the helmet. He wins the free. The Fortumna players are adamant that there was nothing untoward in it, but Jerry Kelly instantly blew the whistle. And you would have to say, in the last few minutes, you'd have to be impressed with what Sarsfields have done, sir.
They've upped the campaign big time. I thought John Cooney was fouled just before. And he caught that great ball. Big man. They've made great, like Niall Morrissey, these boys. Like, you look at the backs in Sarsfield, they're very good. Like Kevin Hines, Morrissey's having a great game. Darren Morrissey, Ushin Kane came into it, Joseph Cooney, Niall Quinn, they're good. Like, in the midfielders, Fox seems to be out there a lot with Alex Kinnear. Morrissey got vital scores and they needed them. Now the game isn't still over, anything can happen in the game, but you would feel that they're in the driving seat.
If he puts this over the bar, it means they'll have won the second half so far by 8 points to 4 into the breeze. That's fair going by Sarsfields.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive, because they weren't, like as you said, to stop starting the first half, like, it's impressive. And definitely Joseph Cooney going on, Joe Cannon, you see, Ivan even hasn't to come down to him as much. Here it comes again.
The last 4 points have all been Sarsfield scores, to reiterate our point. 58 minutes gone on the clock, 118 Sarsfields, 15 points for Portumna. Joe Canning tries to get on the ball in the centre forward channel, does, tries to get away from four Sarsfields men in his wake. His shot is half hook, goes in around the edge of the square. Darren Morrissey does enough to hold off Adam Fogarty. Out comes Kieran Dolan. Kieran Dolan gets the pass back then to drop the hurdle, got the pass back to Darren Morrissey, and Darren Morrissey drives it out the field, very close to the sideline, won't actually go over the line. Jamie Hogan gets past a would-be challenge there from Kevin Cooney, and Jamie Hogan strikes high but poor again. Their decisions in the last few minutes, sir, in terms of scoring opportunities, they are creating them, but their execution and maybe making the right decision on the ball hasn't been what you'd expect.
But they are a young team. Yeah. Like, you have to look at it like they are a young team, and I know they'll be disappointed if they lose, no matter any of the teams that lose the quarterfinal, but you'd have to say they're after having a great year and they're back on the map again. They've never gone that much off it anyway, but by God, they're back again. And, you know, they'll be disappointed, but their supporters will feel they have a great year.
Adam Fogarty off, Sean Bryan on as a full-time sub now for the last minute of this contest of normal time. We'll see what the additional time signal will be, but Sarsfields have built a 6-point lead and have built an impressive base now, you would think, on which perhaps to head to the county semi-final, but Portumna have other things in their heads. As Sean Hagney tries to get the ball through there, comes back to him, Martin Toohey gives him a hand, but again Sarsfields have the numbers there, and again the work rate from Sarsfields is impressive, getting numbers around the ball, ensuring that they can try and get a turnover or at least stop the opposition. Ronan O'Mara gets the hand pass off there, tried to get it out too, and does get it out to Conor Good. Good tries to get the hand pass back, he's fouled though, deemed the referee there. Conor Good, who got a point in the first half of this contest, and he's winning the free, and Joe will take this free. 118 to 15 points, 6-point lead. We've just hit the 60th minute. Meanwhile, down at the other end of the field, there's a Sarsfields man down, and it looks like it's Niall Morrissey off the ball. Don't know what happened there, as Joe Canning will take the free. 6 points margin, is it too much, Cyril?
Well, in hurling, like, it depends on how many injuries. You'd never say never in hurling, because then you get empty.
Joe just drops that one in and it goes over the bar. I think he was trying to drop it in around the house.
Yes, but see what he was doing, like, he was feeding in and it could go anything. It could go over, it went to the net, like, you know, floating it, a dip in it.
10 points for Joe Canning this afternoon, 16 points for Portumna, 118 for Sarsfields, 60 and a half minutes gone. Didn't get the signal for what the additional time will be. Meanwhile, down at the other end, Niall Morrissey is up off the ground. Sarsfields are trying to bring in a sub of their own, I would say. We'll follow the play. Ball breaks upfield. Alex Kinnear does well to get the ball ahead of Owen Tracy. Alex Kinnear turning off the left-hand side. Alex Kinnear puts it over the bar. Sarsfields have finished impressively. Alex Kinnear gets his first point of the game, and they rebuild that 6-point lead, 119 to 16
that's,
points.
That's an Alex Kinnear special. He was doing it like every game. He gets a few of them. Very good hurler. Great race.
Dara Donoghue then coming in to replace Niall Morrissey. There will be 3 minutes of additional time. We played one of them so far. 6-point ball game. I think that's the same score as Sarsfields, or as St. Thomas's, won by yesterday evening against Capitagal, 119 to 16 points. Darren Murphy seemed to have overcarried that ball. Going to be a free in again for Portumna, who this time have to look and try and create something. There's a minute and a half of the additional time to be played at the end of the game. They trailed by 6, 119 to 16 points. Joe Canning to take the free on the halfway line, practically. Tries to measure this one in around the house. Up they go for it. Ball hits the deck. Who's onto it? Comes out to Cathal Dillon, and Cathal Dillon does well to defend that and hits it out into green grass out in the half-back line. Kevin Cooney, would you believe, is back in the half-back line to win that. He's pulled down by the neck. Not alone is that a free, not alone is that closing out the game, but it'll be a yellow card as well for the Portumna man that was responsible for that, as Portumna go to the bench again.
There's no ifs or buts about that. No. Like, you know, and to be fair to Kevin Cooney, didn't make a meal of it, go up as fast as he could.
Tom Horden is the man that has come in, and the yellow card is to Jamie Hogan. 119 for Sarsfields, 16 points for Portumna. Sarsfields have dealt with the big challenge and have looked very impressive in so doing. Long high ball down top of John Cooney and around the 20 metre line. Ball is still there. Trying to go down, and there's a number of defenders, but they're putting pressure on. Eventually comes over to Colin Burke. Colin Burke, the cornerback for Portumna, is fouled, and that's going to be a free. The foul there was looked to be like from Dara Donoghue. Adam Donoghue, of course, a big loss to the Sarsfields team. He was injured in the earlier rounds of the championship. As that long high ball goes down, Jack Canning tries to keep it alive there for Portumna. Kevin Hines is there. Declan McLaughlin tries to keep it going, but Sarsfields have a lot of numbers back in defence now. We play the 63 minutes. Sarsfields look to be on their way to next weekend's senior championship semi-final. Kevin Cooney goes for a point from nearly his own 45 metre line, but it tails off and goes wide. They have hit 13 wides in the contest, Earl, but more importantly, they look to have got the scores to get them over the line.
Yeah, Kevin took it was nearly as good as the score. That big, you know, that big strong ball. Here Pertumley again out trying their hearts, yeah, with Jack Cannon.
Jack Cannon in the corner forward position. What will he do this time? Goes with a bit more measured ball. Joe Canning was looking for it, but Joseph Coney read it, took it down and drives it out the field. Sean Hagney will battle for possession there, breaks into Jeffrey Lawless. Big physical presence now in the Sarsfield's attack as he has come into the game. It's a hand pass off to Alex Kinnear. Alex Kinnear, can he close the deal? Alex Kinnear, excellent score. Alex Kinnear has got his 2 points late on for Sarsfields, and there's the blow from Derek Kelly. Sarsfields are through to the county semi-final. A goal and 20 points in the end for Sarsfields, 16 points for Portumna. Sarsfields through to their first county's final since 2018. They've been threatening it all year, Cyril. They've been making waves in the championship. They've backed it up today, got into a difficult position in the first half against a fired up Portumna team, but very impressive in the second half. The second half scoreline was 10 points for Sarsfields. It was 5 points for Portumna, considering into the breeze. That's a fair half work by Sarsfields.
Yeah, look, they played very, very well. Like, and Alex Kinnear got his trademark points. Like, he was quiet for a while, but he gets them every day. And it was great to see Joe Cannon, Joe Cooney putting his hands around Joe Cannon's shoulder and going with him. Like, because Cannon has given so much. Joe has gone to everyone there, even into the goalie. Like, very, very clean game. A good game. A lot of stop starts the first half, but eventually opened up the second half. And, you know, Portumna, they'll be disappointed, but they'll be happy with their year.
Yeah.
It's a very good look. It's like Sarsfields, when you're hot favourites to win, it can be hard enough to do it. And Donny went in at half time. Well, they're up 2 points. Nothing with that breeze, but they show their quality, like, and they're in the last four on merit. But, like, but you would be expecting Sarsfields all the year to be there or thereabouts,
yeah,
because they have quality players. And Morrissey was very, very accurate, more than Joe from freeze. These boys are good free takers. And, you know, they're all shaking hands, which is lovely to see. Very clean game. No parrot knocks, but all get up and play on. So that's Sarsfields are there now. They're in the last three, and if we have as good a game now between Turlock and Loughrea, we're looking forward to it. And the pitch is holding up fairly well now. It's black in spots.
Flat, it is, yeah. Not ideal for the second game, I suppose, in these double headers. So Clarenbridge, St Thomas's, and now Sarsfields are into the draw for the semi-finals, which will take place at the end of the Loughrea Turlock Moor game. Big game this one as well. Now Sarsfields though end up in the county semi-final on a final scoreline of 120 Sarsfields, Portumna 16 points, thanks to Cyril Farrell on core commentary, Niall Canavan, and Cyril will be back to bring you the next game, the final of the final game in the quarterfinals. That's between Loughrea and Turlough Moor.
Live match broadcasts in association with Supermax, proud to support Irish farmers and serve 100% Irish chicken since 1978. See supermax.ie.